In the days that followed Edwin's surprise visit, Cole spent long periods standing beside the totem log, staring down at the blank space still at the bottom. His dance of anger had really been the dance of forgiveness and healing. But try as he might, he could think of no shape, form, or object that he could carve to show healing. Nor could he think of any other way to help Peter. Days plodded by slowly. Cole wavered one day, hoping that Peter might come to the island, the next, frightened of the idea. All the while, in the back of his mind, he knew he was a fool for even considering such a thing. No person in his right mind would ever go to an island in Alaska to be alone with someone who had beaten him senseless. Nearly 2 weeks passed before Edwin returned. Cole was sitting in the cabin reading a book when he heard the high-pitched whine of an outboard engine along with the deep growl of a second engine. He ran to the shoreline in time to see two boats round the point and enter the bay. Edwin's small skiff led the way, followed by a large green fishing trawler. Both boats plowed along, their wakes spreading out behind them like huge fans on the glassy water. Cole could see Edwin alone in the skiff. On the deck of the fishing trawler, two people stood together near the back. Someone else sat alone near the bow. Cole squinted. The person sitting alone on the bow looked smaller than the rest. Cole's heart raced as the boat drew nearer. It was Peter Driscoll. With the boat still 100 yards out from shore, Cole recognized Garvey's stocky bulldog figure at the helm inside the cabin, and he recognized Peter's parents. What were they doing on the boat? Garvey guided the fishing trawler to a stop a stone's throw out from shore and dropped anchor. Edwin steered the aluminum skiff alongside. In minutes, everybody had crawled into the small boat to come ashore. Everyone but Edwin wore heavy jackets and tall rubber boots. Waiting alone on the shoreline, Cole gave a hesitant wave. Only Garvey waved back. Peter sat near the back, his head down. He glanced up once, fearfully, then returned to gazing down between his knees. His parents simply stared. Cole caught the bow as the boat landed. He steadied the skiff so everyone could crawl ashore. Garvey and Edwin both said hello as they climbed onto the rocks. Garvey even gave Cole a friendly slap on the back. Peter's parents nodded stiffly. Peter remained in the boat, glaring fearfully at Cole. "Hi, Peter. I'm glad you came," Cole said. Still, Peter refused to come ashore. Garvey walked over and took the bow.
"Give him some space," he whispered.
Cole retreated up the rocks, and finally Peter crawled stiffly ashore. Edwin helped Garvey pull the boat up on the rocks and tie the rope off to a large rock. Cole glanced nervously at the group. After being alone on this island for so long, he was uncomfortable around this many people, and especially Peter. Edwin motioned everyone up to the fire pit. Peter took awkward steps, as if struggling forward into a gusty wind. The rest walked in silence except for Garvey.
"How have you been, champ?" he asked.
"Good, I guess," Cole answered.
"Been soaking in the pond every morning?"
Cole nodded. "It's been too cold most of the winter. The last few weeks I've been soaking as long as I can stand it." Edwin stopped beside the fire pit and invited everyone to pull up a rock or a piece of driftwood for a seat. He worked at starting a fire. Peter pulled his chunk of wood away from everyone else and sat alone, gazing along the shoreline and out across the bay. After the fire was blazing, Edwin sat down too.
"You're all a long way from Minneapolis," he said.
"We're not going to pretend this is anything it isn't," Edwin turned to Cole.
"I have fishing season coming, so Garvey will be staying here with you and Peter."
Cole turned to Garvey.
"How did you get time off?"
"I had a bunch of vacation time built up, and then I took a leave of absence. Coming here was something I needed as badly as you and Peter."
Cole looked at Peter's parents.
"Are you guys staying too?"
Mr. Driscoll spoke forcefully, looking directly at Cole.
"Bringing Peter here might be a huge mistake, but we had no other choice. This has been harder for us than you can ever imagine. We'll be staying until we're positive he's safe. Nothing is going to hurt him again."
Cole swallowed a lump that came to his throat. "I'll never hurt anyone again," he said. "That's a promise."